It's a little known fact that American Indians themselves kept slaves. It's something that's been highlighted by a long-running legal wrangle in which the Cherokee people of Oklahoma are trying to revoke the Indian citizenship of African American members of the tribe who are descendants of slaves once kept by their ancestors. Our North America correspondent Jane Cowan takes a look.
Honour the treaties has been a mantra in Indian country when dealing with the US government. But now the Cherokee people of Oklahoma are asking a judge to let them expel descendants of the freed slaves once kept by their tribe, in spite of a 150-year-old treaty they signed with the US government. An agreement that's been called the Indian version of the US Civil Rights Act, a document that guarantees the rights and protection of freed slaves.
What we're dealing with is the ripping away of a heritage and civil and property rights of a people who's a minority. We're dealing with an oppressed group of people that's oppressing another group of people.
John Veerley is the lead counsel representing the descendants of the slaves known as the Cherokee Freedmen.
The Cherokee Freedmen have been with the Cherokee legally for seven generations, 148 years. That is longer than most Americans can trace to an American ancestor. And in the era of Obama, the first African-American president, that feels completely wrong.
The Cherokee Nation has a population of about 300,000, including about 30,000 descendants of Cherokee freedmen. That the Cherokee kept slaves is one of the lesser-known dimensions of a complicated chapter in American history.
Your average college student, your average college graduate, even a history buff, probably wouldn't know a whole lot about the effect that the Cherokee owned slaves.
Historian Ellen Holmes Pearson specializes in Native American history.
You did have a number of people who were wealthy landowning Cherokee, some of them mixed race themselves, mixed white and Cherokee race, who were planters, who owned a lot of property in North Georgia in particular, and who used African slaves for the same tasks that whites would have used African slaves for in the antebellum South.
The Cherokee Nation maintains it believes strongly in treaty rights, but that the correct interpretation of the treaty would allow the Cherokee, as a sovereign nation, to determine who does and doesn't belong based on whatever criteria it chooses. The freedman lawyer, John Veerley.
This is an incredibly dangerous argument for Indian country because tribes argue and need to continue to argue that treaties exist and that if it's so easy to abrogate a treaty without having to say it or even have a statute that had that purpose, then every treaty is doomed.
From the Cherokee point of view, how much of this is an attempt to guard against efforts to access Indian citizenship and identity because of the money that might be at stake?
Well, you know, the majority of my clients, are about the identity and not being told that they're not a Cherokee. Their grandmother, told them they're Cherokees, and they grew up as Cherokees in their mind, and being told they're not or being tossed out is what they're fighting for. Now, does that mean that there's not Cherokee freedmen that utilize the benefits? Absolutely not. There are. Indian Health Service benefits are helpful to those who need it. It's not the best medicine that there is in the world, but, it's for tribal members, and it should be for all the tribal members and not excluding those that receive their tribal citizenship because they were slaves of others. And that's what this is all about. So, I don't think it's going to have a massive impact on the tribe. Financially, I don't think it's going to hurt the tribe.
The litigation, though, reportedly already cost the Cherokee Nation millions of dollars. The Cherokee freedmen have vowed to take the case as far as the U.S. Supreme Court if they have to. This is Jane Cowan for Correspondence Report.